The Magic Valley's home for country, Cat Country 106, Scotty in the Morning, and Luke Bryan. Love you, miss you, mean it. It is our morning cup of coffee where we highlight the good things going on in our area. It's brought to you, of course, by Hearst Medical. Cindy and the crew, they are there to take care of you, make you feel comfortable. Cindy's been in the business for over 30 years. She's a licensed medical provider. She knows what's going on. What's more, they even have a great rewards program. And if you're curious about the procedures, things like Botox, Juvederm, laser spot removal, fillers, hormone replacement therapy, and all the procedures they offer, be sure you visit Hearst Medical's Facebook page. So it is Tuesday, and we get to speak with Mama Kathy with the Magic Valley News. Good morning, Mama Kathy.
Good morning, and as my family says, Christmas Eve gift.
Yes, indeed. How are things going with the Magic Valley News right now?
We are, as we speak right now, we are printing January's issue. So be prepared for it to come out soon. Our ambassadors are going to be picking them up on the 27th, and they'll be out by the 1st. Be sure and check out page 2 to see the ad with Scotty and then Paul from Buck 94. We have that going. That's really a good one. But, you know, we only have 6 events left this year.
All right, so let's get right into it and find out what's going on.
All righty, so you've got now until the 30th to do in Twin Falls the Christmas in the garden at the Orton Botanical Gardens. That's on Filer. And then also in the repeats, be sure and check that out because there's the live music, darts, bingo, archery leagues. That's so you can play Robin Hood. the AA meetings and Al-Anon meetings in Buell and Burley. But just for some things going on the 28th, if you're into live music at 5:30, you can go to Filer, and Devin Tyler will be at Pebble Ponds. You can listen to some of him, then you can scoot on down to Hagerman, go to the Wilson Club, and listen to Jordan Shaw. And then there are so many events happening for the 31st, so just check out page 13 of December's issue. Now, we don't have as many events in January as we do other months, which is understandable, but we still have 64 events for the month, plus our 38 repeats. So that's 102 things to do next, you know, for the start of next year. So to start out, just to give you a little bit of an idea, you know, since, you know, you can't see what's going on, but between now and next Tuesday, you know, January's National Blood Donor Month. Did you know that, son Scotty?
I did not. That's news to me.
It is. And so Gooding is starting out the year on the 3rd at 9 a.m. They are going to do their community blood drive at the fairgrounds. You can celebrate doing that at 5:30, going to Red Hot Gastro Pub to listen to Brianne Lynn. On the 4th is Cabin Fever Day. I did not find as many things as I would like to have, but I did find a few. So there's a solar telescope viewing at the observatory at Harrods Museum. That's at 11. Also at 11 is a reptile meet and greet at the Harrods Center. You can do that a little bit. At 11:30, there's going to be a live program at the planetarium, and that is free. And then there's live music in Buell and Twin. On the 6th at 10 a.m., there is in Buell Mindful Mondays. That is for school-age children. That's the library. And then at 7 p.m., if you are wanting to have a little bit of fun and laughter, in Rupert, there is the Rocky Mountain Comedy Show. That's at Jay's Bar and Grill. So that gives you an idea of what's happening for the end of this year and the beginning of next. My mind says it should only be May. But anyhow.
I feel that. I really do. And, you know, you guys do so much work to make sure that you put all these events in one, you know, place for you to check things out. Where can they get the magazine? Where can they view your website? How can they get an event in?
Okay. So what they can do is they can go to magicvalleynews.org, O-R-G, and that will pull up our website. on, you can look under where it'll say distributions, hit that tab, and then it will give you a list of the 21 cities that we have them in and where you can pick them up. Now, if you want to, you can also then, that won't be done till the first, but you can go to, on the left-hand side, you can, it'll say magazines, and you can go ahead and click on that, and January's will pop up. You can get it in an email by clicking up at the left-hand side that it says sign up. Mm-hmm. Or you can take and send me $20. I'll take it to Jackpot and double it. No, you can you can send me $20 and you can get it in your mail and you don't have to worry about it. And that the magazine is free. The $20 is for the postage. So with that, but you can call me 208-536-0094 to get any information about getting the magazine. If you have any events coming up, you know, for February, you know, and on, let me know so we can get them in. But that's what's happening right now.
Awesome. Are you going to be around next Tuesday?
I am.
All right. So I guess we will chat then. I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and you know, everything stays safe and your family's traveling well and all that.
Well, thank you. The same right back at you. And there's a song that I like, and it's called Mele Kalikimaka.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that one. That was off of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, I love that song.
Mama Kathy, thank you so much, and we will chat with you again on Tuesday.
Sounds great. You have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for all you do to help us get the information out.
No problem. Thank you. We'll chat with you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go, Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. And that's our morning cup of coffee brought to you by Hearst Medical. Just around the corner, we've got a quick look at our Magic Valley weather, Josh Turner, and then the question of the day on the cat.